AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. In a South Carolina courtroom this morning,
I sentence you to prison for murdering him for the rest of your natural life.
Judge Clifton Newman sentences former attorney and convicted killer Alex Murdoch to two life terms for the deaths of his son Paul and his wife Maggie. Murdoch, in his chance to speak at his sentencing hearing,
I'm innocent. I would never, under any circumstances, hurt my wife Maggie. And I would never, under any circumstances, hurt my son, Paul.
But Judge Newman says maybe it was the drugs.
The monster you become when you take 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 opioid pills.
The day after he was found guilty, former attorney Alex Murdoch will now spend the rest of his life behind bars. In Washington, President Biden meets today with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to discuss the situation in Ukraine, the National Security Council's John Kirby.
They're going to talk about the kinds of capabilities that Ukraine continues to need in the weeks and months ahead.
There are growing concerns that China may step off the sidelines and supply weapons to Russia. The Justice Department has arrested two Kansas men, alleging they illegally exported aviation-related technology to Russia and provided repair services for that equipment. Bad weather could hit the Tennessee and Ohio Valley regions today, with heavy snow on tap for the upper Midwest. Storms yesterday brought tornado damage near Dallas and flooding in Arkansas and Missouri. Drag shows are now banned in Tennessee. The governor signed the ban yesterday. Other states are considering similar legislation. Buckingham Palace announces that King Charles will travel to France and Germany for his first state visits since he became monarch. This is AP News. Their renewed fighting and crackdowns in the West Bank have led to new recruitments for the Palestinians.
Residents say young Palestinian men in a village of Jabba once wanted to farm, but now more and more want to fight. Last week, wearing balaclavas and brandishing rifles with photos of their dead comrades, some burst into a school playground, showcasing a new militant group and paying tribute to its founder and another gunman who were killed in an Israeli raid last month. Similar scenes are being played out across the West Bank with fluid and overlapping affiliations. These groups have no clear ideology and operate independently. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The first funeral for a victim of the deadly Greek rail disaster has been held. Families are now recovering the remains of their loved ones. At least 57 people were killed, and the identification process is ongoing. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.